This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush has selected a new head of the CIA. He is Porter Goss, a Florida Republican who is currently the head of the House Intelligence Committee. The president announced the appointment earlier this morning at the White House.
Over 15 years of service, Porter Goss has built a reputation as a reformer. He'll be a reformer at the Central Intelligence Agency. I look forward to his counsel and his judgments as to how best to implement broader intel reform, including the recommendations of the 911 Commission.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Tell us a little about Porter Goss.
He is one of the most prominent members of the Congress, of the House of Representatives, dealing with intelligence matters. As you said, he is a Republican. He's from the state of Florida, where President Bush, incidentally, is traveling today. And he has chaired the House Committee on Intelligence. So his name is one that has been mentioned over the weeks and months since we learned that CIA Director Tenet would be resigning and leaving the post. And now we get confirmation today that Porter Goss, pending confirmation, of course, will be the next CIA director.
Well, when Director George Tenet resigned last month, it wasn't clear that the White House would name a successor so soon. So why the quick decision?
Well, it's something that has been going back and forth within the White House, who they would choose, when we would get the announcement. I can tell you that we have been hearing for about the past couple of weeks that they wanted to do it soon, that there was the expectation that they would be doing it relatively soon. In fact, for the last week or so, we've been hearing that perhaps it could come any day. So some of us even expected it yesterday, but now it comes today as the president is preparing to go out on this pretty lengthy campaign swing.
The White House has embraced, in part, a key recommendation of the September 11th commission, which is to create a new intelligence czar. How does that affect the job that Goss is being nominated for?
That's a very good question, and we don't know yet. The president, again, has embraced that notion as laid out in the 9/11 commission report, though he does differ with the 9/11 commission. They suggest that that person occupy a post, the new intelligence czar occupy a post within the White House. The president has said it should be someone outside the White House to ensure their independence. So it's not clear entirely what shape that position will take. But that person, it's expected, will have oversight of the CIA as part of their job description. So even though the president stresses that the CIA director will still have a direct line of communication to him, there will be this extra person in the mix, and all of that still needs to be settled out.
Don, there are also new developments in a federal investigation involving the White House. The inquiry is looking at whether an administration official leaked to the media the name of an undercover CIA agent last year. Could you remind us what this case is all about?
Yes, it involves the case of the wife of former U.S. Ambassador Joseph Wilson. You may recall that he was asked to go to Africa to investigate possible links between Iraq and an effort for Saddam Hussein to get his hands on uranium that could possibly be used in nuclear weapons. Wilson found no such evidence, reported that, and was subsequently critical of the White House's case for the war in Iraq, specifically regarding those weapons. Wilson maintains that his wife's name was leaked in retaliation. Now what has just happened is we're finding out that some reporters have been subpoenaed, and one, Matt Cooper from Time magazine, has been held in contempt and faced his possible jail time if he doesn't talk to the grand jury. The other reporter who was subpoenaed is NBC's Tim Russert. He has agreed to an interview and actually already done an interview with the special prosecutor in this case, but he's also made it clear in that interview that he did not receive the leak that's being investigated.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne, thank you very much.
My pleasure.